Learn Spanish, beginner.
Aprende español en 5 minutos and stop being a beginner.
Bienvenido, bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. Hoy es domingo. As I told you, I'm going to change all the days now and I'm going just to publish domingos. And I'm going to publish here el reto de la semana. Why? Well, I explain you this porque in the previous podcast, so por favor escucha el podcast anterior. Pero hoy es domingo y hoy tenemos reto de la semana. The challenge, el reto de esta semana, are two groups of verbs. Two huge groups of verbs in Spanish that normally the Spanish student confuse. They don't see the difference when actually there are two really different groups, and they appear in the beginner levels. They appear in A1 level, and if you don't see the difference, then you are going to make a lot of mistakes, even if you are an advanced Spanish speaker. So take care with this, and for this reason, please pay attention to these two sentences. Me ducho cada día. Me gusta ducharme cada día. As you can see, you are a clean person. you like to take showers. Okay, but the problem here is that el verbo ducharse y el verbo gustar. So, the question was, are ducharse y gustar the same family, the same group of verbs? La respuesta es no. They are not the same verb. Normally, the Spanish student confuse these two verbs. They put in the same category, but they are completely different, both in the grammar aspect and also in the meaning. They are completely different. What's the problem here? First of all, grammatically, the problem here is this fantastic pronoun. This is the pronoun se. This pronoun se, as you know, can be me, te, se, nos, os. So you have to put the correct form according to the subject, according to the personal pronoun. And for this reason, you say me ducho, te duchas, se ducha, but with verbo gustar, you say me gusta, te gusta, le gusta, not se gusta. If you say se gusta, you are making this verb the reflexive verbs, but actually they are completely different. So this is the first rule. Pronouns se are different in the this group of verbs that are reflexive, like ducharse, and this group of verbs that are we can say that are experimentadores, if you want to put a name, that are like the verbo gustar, o verbo encantar, verbo doler, entristecer. So, se change completely. Second point of the grammatic aspect. Verbos reflexivos concuerdan with the personal pronoun. Me ducho, te duchas, se ducha, not just change pronombre se, but also the verb. Ducho, duchas, ducha, duchamos, ducháis, duchan. But, by the contrast, verbo gustar doesn't change. Me gusta, te gustas, le gusta, nos gustan, os gustas, les gusta. And you will say, yeah, Sergio, but you can say gusta o gustan. Yeah, you are right, because you have just two forms of this verb. But the problem is that this verb just has two forms. And the subject of this verb, it's not me, te, se, le, like happened with the reflexive verbs, but the subject of this verbo gustar is the next word that follow. I mean, if you say me gusta el perro, I like the dog, me gusta el perro, the subject, it's not me, the subject, it's el perro. And this is other very important aspect grammatically that you have to take into account. You just have two forms in the verbo gustar, gusta and gustan, and the subject is not pronombre se, it's the next word. And third point, el tercer punto, that when it comes to the meaning, en cuanto al significado, is that the los verbos reflexivos, the reflexive verbs, express an action that you make to yourself or that someone make to themselves. But, by the contrast, these kind of verbs, verbo gustar, are verbos experimentadores or verbos de dativo. It has a lot of names, actually. And they express an action that something that is external to you, maybe a dog, maybe a good plato de paella, maybe la playa, or maybe, I don't know, something, they make you an experience, something, tú experimentas algo. Puedes experimentar dolor, me duele la pierna, I have pain on my leg, so la pierna makes you pain, or maybe la paella me gusta, one plate of paella maybe makes you the effect of I like it, or I don't know, or maybe me entristecen las películas of this director. This kind of director makes a kind of films that makes me sad. And this is the big difference between verbos experimentales and verbos reflexivos. Reflexivos es una acción que haces en ti mismo, in yourself. But verbos experimentadores son acciones que algo externo, something external, makes you to you. So, my dear Spanish beginner, espero that now you see the difference between verbos reflexivos, ducharse, levantarse, afeitarse, all these kind of verbs, and verbos experimentadores como verbo gustar, encantar, doler, entristecer, that are a kind of verbs that are completely different, both the grammar aspect and the meaning.
Subscribe to this podcast and visit learnspanishbeginner.com para dejar definitivamente de ser un beginner.